Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
We're glad you could join us for the last day of February here. We're talking about games to improve your game. Of course, in our lesson, we will be talking about the game of basketball, improving your basketball skills. But this does make me wonder about how sometimes you can change the rules to certain games to make it a little different or interesting. Do you ever do this, Nathaniel?
Well, there is the game football that you can change in a few ways. One way is to play flag football, which instead of kind of fighting and knocking people over, you just take the flag that is attached to their waist off of them.
All right, that changes the game a little bit. What about you, Carolyn? Do you ever change the rules to a game?
Well, when my brother and sisters and I would all play card games, we would frequently change the rules to anything we were playing so that we could win.
Nice, of course. That is the ultimate goal, to win. Sometimes when my family would play Monopoly, we would also change the rules a little bit to make it a little more fun and interesting. Well, we're going to see how you can improve your basketball skills while having fun. Let's get started with the first reading for today.
Games to improve your game. Improve your basketball skills while having fun. If you're serious about improving your basketball skills, you probably practice your shooting and ball handling daily. But improving your skills doesn't have to be all work and no play. You can also get some practice by simply playing these straightforward games. Horse. An old classic, this game continues to help people improve their shooting accuracy and versatility. Players take turns trying to make the first basket using a layup, bank shot, or hook shot. When one player makes a basket, all other players must do so in exactly the same way, or they get penalized with a letter. First H, then O, etc. When players have missed 5 shots, gaining an entire horse, they are eliminated. The last man standing wins.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady Ellen. It's the last day of the month, and we're learning how to have fun while improving our skills in basketball. Here are the key words. Straightforward. Straightforward is an adjective. I would understand these rules if they were more straightforward. Versatility. Versatility is a noun. The actor's versatility allows him to play many different characters. Penalize. Penalize is a verb. You will be penalized if you hit another player. Outnumber. Outnumber is a verb. The other team outnumbers us by 3 people. Our more information words are all work and no play. All work and no play is an idiom. Last man standing. Last man standing is a saying. Do you know of any games you can play to help improve your skills? Think about it as we read the article.
Today's deck says, improve your basketball skills while having fun. We talked about games in which you change the rules, and these are games that are using a basketball, but not with the same rules as basketball. Okay, so the first sentence says, if you're serious about improving your basketball skills, you probably practice your shooting and ball handling daily. Okay, we want to talk about this term, ball handling. That's an extra phrase for today, ball handling. How would you describe that term, Gabe?
Well, ball handling. If you are handling the ball, that means you are in control of the ball. So you might know how to dribble it, you might know how to do things between your legs and different things like that. That is ball handling. But how else could you use that phrase, or what does it make you think about?
Well, it's the kind of skill that you have when you're playing basketball, your ball handling skills. You could also say your game. In the title of our article today, it said, games to improve your game, and your game is your basketball skill, so your ability to handle the ball.
Yes, ball handling is how well you use the ball, and when you say your game, as we're using it in the title, it's referring to your basketball skills. Okay, the next sentence says, but improving your skills doesn't have to be all work and no play. All work and no play is a kind of phrase. It's from a kind of rhyme that says, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. I'm not actually sure where that's from. Do you use that very often, Gabe?
Not really. I don't really use this phrase. I know what it means, all work and no play. That means you're spending so much time just kind of being serious about what you're doing that it almost seems like it's not fun anymore. Of course, basketball should be a fun game. It was created to be a fun sport, so it should not be all work and no play.
That's right. You want to make sure that you are having fun when you play basketball, even when you are practicing and trying to improve your game.
And the next sentence says, you can also get some practice by simply playing these straightforward games. Okay, straightforward is an important word for today's article. We're going to talk about it because it's a key word. If something is straightforward, I think it is not complicated. Is there another way to explain that word, Carolyn?
Well, straightforward is something that's very clear, very obvious. We also had another word in one of our previous articles, frank, frankly. So if something is frank, it is straightforward. It is very clear.
That's right. I also think about straightforward rules or directions or instructions. Some games can have very complicated rules. It's not easy to learn. But other games have rules that are very straightforward. They're very easy to learn. Or maybe you are cooking something and the recipe is very straightforward. Well, how does this article continue, Nathaniel?
Well, next, the article talks about the first example game, horse, or H-O-R-S-E. This game is an old classic. This game continues to help people improve their shooting accuracy and versatility. I think a lot of people know of this game in the United States, this game called horse, and it is good for these reasons. One of these words is versatility, and we want to take a look at that word today because it's a key word, versatility. That's a noun. There's also the adjective versatile. Could you use either of these words in a sentence, Carolyn?
Well, if you are versatile, then you are good at many different things. I think about duct tape being very useful. It is a very versatile or versatile object. It has great versatility. You can use it to fix a lot of things.
That's true. I also think about a lot of tablet computers now. You can use those to do a lot of things. Those are very versatile. They have a lot of versatility.
Yes. So you'll hear this adjective, versatile or versatile, pronounced either way. Maybe versatile is a little more common. Okay, let's look at the next sentence. Players take turns trying to make the first basket using a layup, bank shot, or a hook shot. Okay, these are all different kinds of shots that you use in basketball. Would you describe a layup, please, Gabe?
Well, a layup is when you are dribbling the ball and you go right up to the board with your hand so that you knock the ball from the board into the basket. Or you can knock it right from your hand into the basket. So that's a layup. But I want to talk about other words from this sentence here. We have some extra words to take turns. When you take turns, that means one person is doing something and then it's another person's turn. So how could you use that phrase, Nathaniel?
Well, this phrase, to take turns often does happen in a game, but sometimes when you're eating dinner as a family, mm-hmm. you need to take turns dipping out of a certain dish. If you try to do it all at once, there could be a mess.
I think so too. Maybe you need to say, it's my turn. Okay, now it's your turn. And Carolyn, it's your turn. How do you use this phrase?
Oh, well, when you are talking with someone, you can take turns in a conversation. If everyone is talking at the same time, it's very difficult to understand what they're saying. So you should take turns in a conversation.
Well, we continue with our article. When one player makes a basket, all other players must do so in exactly the same way, or they get penalized with a letter. Let's take a look at that word bank word, penalize. Ooh, not good, but very common in sports. A penalty, or when you get penalized, that means you get kind of punished, or something bad happens to you. So you can't do something, or you get a point scored against you. How do you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, if you are penalized, then you are punished. And if you break the rules, you may receive a penalty from the referee.
And in this game, you are penalized with a letter. First, you get an H, and then an O, etc., as it says at the end of that sentence. Okay, now we want to go to the grammar gym and see what Liz wants to tell us today.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. In today's article, we see this sentence. All other plays must do so in exactly the same way or are penalized with a letter. First H, then O, etc. That's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus is on the word at the end of the sentence. You see it spelled E-T-C period. And it's pronounced etc. Whenever you see ETC, period, etc., it means and the rest. We use etc. whenever there is a list of things to mention, but it takes too much time to mention everything on the list. Now, in the case of today's sentence, the writer is explaining how players get penalized with a letter, but instead of spelling out the whole word horse, H-O-R-S-E, the writer just mentions H and O and then adds etc. to avoid spelling the rest of the word out. So next time when you have to list something and you don't want to mention everything on the list, just write ETC period, etc. And don't forget to check out today's grammar tip section in your magazine for more example sentences. This is Liz at the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们来看是 versatility 这个不可数名词 ,vers 这个字根有转动的意思。所以 versatility 是指多才多艺或者是具有多方面的技巧。例如 Max stands out for his incredible versatility as an entertainer. 身为一位艺人 ,Max 惊人的多面性让他出类拔萃。他的形容词是 versatile,versatile, 意思就是指多才多艺的。例如 he's the most versatile actor I've ever seen. 他是我看过最多才多艺的演员。接下来我们来看的是 penalize 这个动词。PEN 这个字根有处罚的意思，所以 penalize 是指处罚或惩罚。例如 the player was penalized and couldn't play the rest of the game. 这位球员被罚不能够继续完成比赛。或者是 the company is being penalized for its environmental violations. 这家公司因为违反环保的规条而受罚。
If you want to improve your basketball skills, you don't have to do it alone. You can play some fun games with some other people. That is the point of today's article, and it also lists some example games that you can play with others. The first is a popular game called Horse, where one person makes a shot in a certain way, and the others have to copy them. If they do not make the shot, they get one of the letters inside the word horse. But there's another game that we have left to talk about called 21. Let's hear about that now.
Games to improve your game. 21. The game. The game of
21 is essentially a game of half-court basketball. But instead of having teams, each player is competing against all the others. The first player to score 21 points wins. This game is a great way to practice aggressive offense because other players outnumber the player holding the ball. Whether on the court, in a park, or in the street, these games are a lot of fun. But more than that, they'll help you improve your skills.
These fun games can help to improve your skills. Of course, here we're talking about 21. That's the name of this game. We start, the game of 21 is essentially a game of half-court basketball. Now, before we continue talking about this, I want to talk about that word essentially. It's an extra word we want to talk about today. And if you're talking about how essential something is, that means it is important. But when you say essentially, that means basically, or the main thing about this game. How could you use that word, Nathaniel?
Well, you could say that teamwork is essentially the most important skill in the game of basketball. There are many things that you need to know how to do when you play basketball, but to work as a team is very important.
It's essential. Well, Carolyn, how do you use that word?
Well, today we're essentially talking about different ways that you can play the game of basketball, not just by the regular rules that we think about when we think of basketball, but we could also say at the heart of. It was a phrase that we learned earlier this month, and it can also be used for the meaning of essentially.
All right. Well, we see here, essentially, 21 is a game of half-court basketball, so you don't use the full court. We continue, but instead of having teams, each player is competing against all the others. That is a little bit different. Every man for himself, we would also say. Nathaniel, how does the article continue?
Well, there's a simple sentence here. The first player to score 21 points wins. So everyone is scoring for themselves, and the first person to get 21 is the winner.
Yes, so this game sounds fairly simple because you only need 21 points to win. But we see that this game is a great way to practice aggressive offense because other players outnumber the player holding the ball. Now, if you have aggressive offense, that means that you are actively trying to score. It is every man for himself, as Gabe said earlier. You are not on a team. Now, we also see a key word in this sentence, outnumber. Now, what does outnumber mean, Nathaniel?
Well, if your team is outnumbered, it means you have fewer players than the other team. Being outnumbered is a big disadvantage in team sports.
That's right. You might say, oh no, we're outnumbered. We can't win because we're outnumbered. Or at least it's quite a challenge if you are outnumbered by the other team. So as you can see, this can also be used as an adjective. We are outnumbered. But also, I think you can see here that at Studio Classroom, there are two guys, Nathaniel and myself, and Carolyn. Carolyn, do you feel outnumbered?
Well, sometimes I feel a little outnumbered, but since I am a woman, I am just fine being here myself.
Excellent, excellent. And of course, we are a team, so it's all about teamwork, as we were talking about earlier. So you can use that word, outnumber. Try that today. Right now, it's time for us to continue learning something with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud.
If you're out and about in the park and you happen to see some people playing basketball, chances are they're playing a pickup game.
Pickup basketball, otherwise known as street ball, are games that happen spontaneously. Opposing players and even teammates may or may not know one another.
Right. One person or a group might just suddenly show up courtside and express a desire to play. So who's going to be the referee?
Well, street ball has no referees, so the games can be a little disorganized and rough. For example, players call their own fouls.
Also, street ball has a looser set of rules set by the players themselves. For example, the players might agree to play with the make it, take it rule. What does that mean, Steve?
Well, it means if your team makes a basket, your team gets possession of the ball, not the other team, which is normally what happens.
Right. Street ball is becoming more organized and popularized through sports channels, programs, and traveling exhibitions.
Many famous NBA players got their start playing street ball. All stars such as Vince Carter, Allen Iverson, and Kobe Bryant are just three of many.
And Jeremy Lin played some street ball after he turned pro when he visited Taiwan last year.
I remember that. Some lucky Taipei youths left the court that night a different person.
今天这一课介绍两种篮球比赛 Horse 跟 21, 我们可以来看另外一种比赛 Street ball, 街头篮球，也就是所谓的街球。 Street ball 属于一种Pickup game 就是即兴的比赛，因此两队的球员也许完全不认识对方。在比赛规则方面，接球比传统的正式篮球比赛宽松，例如传统比赛对持球的规定是得分以后球权会给对方，但 street ball 往往是采用 make it take it 的规则，意思就是当你 make the basket 投篮得分后，你还是能够Take the ball, 拥有球权。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
So have you ever played a pickup game or some street ball? Well, the next sentence says, whether on the court, in a park, or in the street, these games are a lot of fun. Now, we should say that if you're going to play these games, you do need a hoop. So if your street does not have a hoop, you may not be able to play these games there. What does the next sentence say, Gabe?
Well, it says, but more than that, they'll help you improve your skills. Okay, so more than just being a lot of fun, they will help you improve your skills. More than that. You could use this kind of sentence or phrase in another way. You could talk about music. Maybe if you want to learn English, you think English songs are fun. They're fun to listen to and you can learn a lot from music. But more than that, they'll help you improve your English skills as well. More than that. How do you use that phrase, Carolyn?
Well, when you're talking about basketball, you might say, well, basketball is very fun. More than that, it can improve your skills. But it also does even more than that. Hmm. It helps you create teamwork, and you get along better with your friends.
Great. So more than that, that's a great phrase to know. Well, we have more to learn with Michelle in the Language Lab. Here we go.
All right, 接下来我们来看这段课文第二个句子中的 competing against, compete 这个动词。Compete 是指竞争或对抗。如果要说明对抗的对象是用 against 这个介系词。例如 The Red Sox are competing against the Yankees today. 红袜队今天会与洋基队对决。若是为了某个名次或荣誉竞争的话，是用 for 这个介系词。例如 The two teams will compete for the championship tonight. 这两支队伍今晚会争夺冠亚军。最后我们来看的是 outnumber 这个动词。out 是指超过， number 是指数量，所以 outnumber 是指数量上胜过。例如 our troops were greatly outnumbered by our enemies. 敌军比我们部队的人数多很多。或者是 even though we were outnumbered, we still won the battle. 我们虽然人数不及对方，但是还是赢得了胜利。And let's get back to our program.
Horse and 21 are great games to get you started, but actually there are many other games that you can play to improve your basketball skills. What is one other game, Gabe?
Well, one of the games that I love to play is knockout. Actually, you use two basketballs to play knockout, and you usually need at least a few people to play this game. A long line of people stand up at the free throw line and each take turns trying to make a basket. If you shoot after the person in front of you and you make it before he does, then that person is out of the game. And of course, again, the last man standing wins this game. What's another good basketball game, Carolyn?
Well, that one sounds very exciting. Another one that I've played is very similar to horse. It's called pig, P-I-G. And this game goes much faster than horse because you only have 3 letters before you are out.
Well, these are other great games that you can try on the basketball court next time you are there. And why don't you try that before coming back next time to Studio Classroom, because right now we are out of time, but we will see you later.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. Injun Joe got up and looked carefully through a window. He said,
"Who brought those spades here? Do you think they may be upstairs?"
He put his hand on his knife and turned towards the stairs. The boys couldn't move. They heard the steps on the old stairs. Then there was a crash of breaking wood, and Injun Joe landed on the ground in the remains of the stairs.
"Now what's the use of that?"
said his friend.
"In my opinion, the people who threw those spades there had seen us and thought we were ghosts, and they're probably still running."
Joe swore for a time. Then he agreed that they should spend the time getting ready to go. Soon afterwards, they left the house as night began to fall. They went towards the river with their precious box. Tom and Huck got up off the floor. They didn't say much. It was hard to get down to the ground, and they were angry with themselves for bringing the spades. If they hadn't done that, Injun Joe would have hidden the treasure there to wait until he had had his revenge. A thought came to Tom.
"Revenge? You don't think he means us, Huck?"
They talked about it on their way back to the village. They decided that possibly Injun Joe meant someone else. And they agreed to watch for the Spaniard and follow him to number 2, wherever that was.